So Bert, most of his career was as a solo piano player, mm-hmm. in places like the 1018 and the Tenderloin places.
Mm-hmm. Then he was on those first Turk Murphy records, which I find great, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, everybody got along fine with Bert.
Yeah.
Bert was very easy to get along with, very accommodating, very friendly. A really good guy.
I found him so in late years. That's the only time I knew him.
Yeah. Oh, he always was.
How about when he drank?
Ah, that's very interesting. This is the way it worked. He would play beautifully right up till 2 o'clock when the band stopped. No matter how much he had had to drink, he was right there, solid as a rock. And then after 2, if he stuck around, locked the door, have a few drinks, and continue playing just because he felt like playing, he couldn't play anything. He'd fall apart. He was not making it. So he had this really professional knack of holding himself together as long as he had to.
And as long as there were other players around him.
Yes. Even after hours, though, if the other rest of the band was there, he still couldn't get it.
So it was performance that he was up.
That's right.
Performance, and then afterwards it was disorganized.
Right, exactly.
Wow.